Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are live on location at the Discount Drug Mart on Center Road in Brunswick
Hills.
Yes, so we're joined now by Browns defensive lineman slash outside linebacker. Yes. He's a slashy, like from Zoolander, an actor slash model, and not the other way around. The one and only Armani Bryant is with us. Armani, thanks for being with us here and coming out today and seeing all the fans, the dog pound here at Discount Drug Mart.
No problem. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, Armani. Obviously, this year not going the way you want to on the defensive side of the ball. What do you see as a guy who's out there? What do you think has been the difference between the defense this year and, let's say, a year ago?
I say just a lack of communication. I mean, guys just not knowing what to do, when to do it, wrapping up, just little stuff. Just the little details that we're not getting. It's just causing us to give up big plays and stuff.
And when you say that in terms of confusion about what responsibilities are, because it's interesting. I've heard that from Gip. I've heard it from you. I've heard it from Tremont. I've heard it from numerous defenders this year. Is something different in the scheme that you guys are playing from last year to this year or in the responsibilities? Has it changed?
Not at all. I mean, it's just guys just feel like they can do more than what they actually can, you know?
Okay.
Just trying to make a play that's not designed for you to make, you know? You just got to do your job and just let the plays that's designed for you to make come to you.
Speaking for you, I mean, how gratifying has it been for you, although obviously you guys are, you know, sitting at 2-10, but coming off the injury and missing all of last season, coming back and expanding your role to not only play defensive end, but to learn that outside linebacker position to be sometimes hand on the ground, sometimes, you know, up on in a two-point stance. Mm-hmm. How gratifying has it been for you just to come back and have the season that you've had thus far?
It's a good thing. I mean, I'm not where I want to be, but it feels good to get back out there. Coming off an injury, just learning a new position, trying to play fast and try to be productive out there and try to do everything that I can for this team. It's a good feeling, you know, just to be back out there with the team.
How do you feel health-wise? Because I remember talking to Travis Benjamin a year from his ACL. He was like, I feel good, but it's not quite the same. And then this year you've seen him kind of take that big leap forward. Is that kind of the boat that you're in as well?
My knee, it feels really good right now. I mean, I rarely have little aches or little bumps or bruises with it or anything like that annoys me or gets to me. It just feels like a normal knee now.
Good. What has been the most natural part of going to play some outside linebacker for you, and what has been kind of the biggest challenge?
Just a little bit of the drops, you know. When the first defender goes up under, do I push? Do I let him go, or do I take him? Do I have help on the backside? Just little stuff like that I need to learn. And I've been getting close to it, so
good.
Slowly but surely.
Are you enjoying it?
Definitely, 100%. I enjoy being outside linebacker just because I get to be back on the edge where I was in college and everything. So it's a new role, but I like to step up to the challenge.
Playing that new role, I would imagine having played in the 3-4 defense, it gives you more opportunities in one-on-one situations to potentially win in pass rush situations. Correct?
Definitely. I mean, You do have a lot of one-on-one situations with the tackle, but then sometimes you have that running back who comes out and want to chip you, or that tight end who's over there just waiting for you to come off the edge just so he can chip you. So it gets a little frustrating on the edge, but it's worth it.
What do you hope to have or accomplish personally and for the team here over the final four games of the year?
Just to show the world that we're not a 2-10 team, you know, that we're better than what our record appears, you know. We're just going to go out there and just still play relentless, and hopefully we can build off that and just continue it over to the next year.
And I guess to expound on that is, you know, an open forum right now with, you know, the dog pound listening, is the perception is that you guys, you know, have one foot in the parking lot, that you're not working as hard, and sometimes you hear that coming from the head coach, but to have you here in that locker room, the same way that we just heard from Marlon Moore about, you guys are a tight-knit group, you're not going to give up, you're not giving up on this season, you're not giving up on this team, you're not giving up on this city. I mean, is that a message that's reverberating through this locker room right now?
Definitely, 100%. I mean, we're all relentless guys, and we all come together. We know that this record doesn't prove who we are, and we all see where we're at, and we don't like it. So it's frustrating, everyone. You know, we get in our moods, but at the same time, we know the ultimate goal is just to be dominant and finish this season strong than last year. And that's still the same goal.
Yeah, we certainly all hope that. I don't know if you heard today, but while you were here, Johnny Manziel's been named the starting quarterback for the rest of the season. Your thoughts on that?
Whatever it takes to help us win. I mean, hopefully Johnny can get it going from here on out, and we'll see, and hopefully he can just take over.
Hey, you know what? Another question for me as a defensive guy is, are you a fan of rolling guys in and out as much as you guys do defensively? Does it allow you to stay fresh, or does it, in some cases, it can be perceived as a little bit confusing as you guys don't know, you know, an offense doesn't know where you guys are lining up, but to your point, it's like in some cases guys are trying to do too much or something, they don't have an opportunity to play in that role as often because you guys are cycling guys in and out as much as you are.
It's a little frustrating. Just it's the reason why we do that, just to have better matchups, you know? You know, everything can be perfect, but that's the goal, to try to have the perfect matchup against this offense. And it does get a little frustrating, but that's just how everything
I would goes. Imagine, I mean, you just want to line up and play, you
correct.
Know, sometimes, and work on the same tackle, on
yeah,
the same side,
up.
Time and time again,
set him up,
and just, you know, you might not get him in the first half, but you're going to get him when it matters in the fourth quarter.
Definitely.
All right, I notice you're walking out here. You got the nice Uggs. They're the shoes, but they're also the slippers at the same time. And we were talking about that earlier. I've got them. Matt's got them. I recommend everybody go get them. Nice holiday gift for you. Do you feel that you could wear those out with jeans?
Definitely.
Yes!
Definitely.
Most definitely, Matt.
I didn't say you couldn't. I said that I don't.
That's true. Fair. So you could. You agree that you could. You just choose
absolutely.
Not to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it. In the winter, there's nothing better. I mean, it's fantastic on the sideline. I might wear them on the sideline one of these games.
Kansas City,
maybe.
Good luck. You can throw them in the trash.
After that, they might get a little bit
muddy. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah. All right. We asked Marlon this earlier. We'll ask you. We've been talking to my buddy right here, the Miz, Santa's Little Helper. Fine film. Hopefully you go check that out for the holiday season. But what's your favorite Christmas movie? If you have one.
I'm not sure.
Home Alone, Elf, Santa Claus, Christmas Story. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I can't think of the name. My mom, she always makes me watch it.
Santa's
Miracle
Little Helper.
Miracle on Fifth Street.
On Fifth Street, yeah, that one.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
34th Street.
Whatever.
Yeah, Miracle on Fifth Street.
Thank you, Dino.
Yeah, Dino.
Whatever.
Miracle on Fourth Street. That's the one where it's like, that's the old school. That's
it is old school. Black and white.
Very nice tradition. Johnny, we appreciate the time. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming out on your day off to be here with the Dog Pound at Discount Drug Mart. And best of luck to you the rest of the way.
Thank you.
You got it, man.
All right. When we come back, we'll go back to phone lines 216-578-0850. Play a little after further review here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.